W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Sources confirming to ABC News the Justice Department and FBI are investigating Silicon Valley Bank's collapse. That includes looking for any evidence of insider trading. The heads of Silicon Valley and First Republic Bank sold millions in stock earlier this year before their banks got into trouble, according to public filings. An unannounced visit to Crimea, which Russia grabbed from Ukraine a few years ago, by a man indicted for alleged war crimes by the International Court, Russian President Putin. ABC's James Longman in eastern Ukraine.
The fighting where we were has quieted in recent weeks. Intelligence reports suggest Russia is running low on ammunition and manpower. Now, it might be that Vladimir Putin asks President Xi of China to help with this military campaign when he visits Moscow on a state visit next week. But we'll have to see whether the Chinese leader wants to help a man with an arrest warrant hanging over him.
An outbreak of hepatitis A linked to frozen organic strawberries is being investigated. Affected brands posted online. This is ABC News. Drones have become an important weapon in the war in Ukraine, seeing firsthand with a Ukrainian unit firing off special drones that fly further and carry more explosives, ABC's James Longman.
In the east, in the cover of darkness, a Ukrainian special drone unit heads out towards the front lines. The team works fast, only using minimal light. They don't want to alert Russian reconnaissance. The Punisher, a fixed-wing drone assembled in minutes. The Punisher can fly up to 40 miles. Drone missions like these are critical to support frontline troops. They aim to hit ammunition stores, artillery positions, even suspected leadership locations.
Rescue crews are pulling out bodies from the rubble after a strong earthquake shook southern Ecuador and northern Peru today. Local officials say at least a dozen people are dead, a magnitude 6.8. Calling for wide-ranging efforts to close the gap between men and women in today's technology-driven world, urging zero tolerance for gender-based violence, harassment online, the UN. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night on the Civic Media Radio Network, it is time for Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. Movetomadison.com. Rocker's grabbing his headphones. He's going to take the microphone. He's going to tell us about who the special guest of the Devil's Lair is.
Right, Jimmy, now. I'm just in time. Our next guest is no stranger to the Devil's Lair. In fact, she's found it to be a warm and inviting place, with this being her third time here. Always entertaining, a believer in ideals, a person with a conscience, and a songwriter who always has another song. In fact, she's releasing a new album March 26th. It's called Now and Again. Tonight, we welcome Dana Perry back to the Devil's Lair, presented by MoveToMadison.com. Dana, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me, friends. Good to be back.
It's good to be on the radio with you again. You're one of my favorite guests that come in here all the time.
Well, thank you, friend. I enjoy being here.
And German, it's great to see you as well.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Glad to be here. You guys are always awesome.
Dana, you moved to Madison for the music scene. We have a lot of new listeners across Wisconsin. Tell us your musical journey and why you chose Madison as your home base.
Well, I mean, I've been making music for, well over 20 years, for sure, 25 years. I've been singing for a really long time. I've been playing guitar for maybe like 17 years and songwriting. And before I moved to Madison, you know, I was living kind of Southern Illinois-ish. And I had a friend who was born and raised in Madison and just kept telling me that I would love it here. He kept saying, Madison would love your music. Your music would love Madison. You really need to check it out. And I visited for a week and I played a string of open mics and they all went really well. And the people were really receptive. And I saw such insane talent. I saw just crazy good musicians everywhere I went, which, you know, where I was coming from, you know, in Macomb, Illinois, I mean, there were great musicians, but just not nearly as accessible and as plentiful as here. And I fell in love right away. I went, wow, there's artists everywhere. And then, of course, after moving here, I really got to know Madison better. And I mean, and this was like 2013, so I've been here about 10 years now.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. And the time flies, man. It goes fast. And I feel like, I'm feeling, you know, I'm a Madisonian now. I was like, no, I've been here 10 years. And you know, so 2013, I got here and I just, you know, there were so many artists, just musicians and visual artists and writers and people that just, it seemed like there was room for everybody here. At least that's the vibe I got when I moved to town. That was just like, you know, whatever someone wanted to do, they felt like they could do it and they would just do it. I want to start a business. Cool. Here's my business. I want to put on an album. Here's my album. And it was just a city full of people doing that. That's kind of the vibe I got. And I really loved it.
And you joined the scene so well because you've been very supportive of everything. You've taken advantage of, you know, the networking opportunities that we have in our music scene. That's how I met you, actually, Dana. Told the story at the We Make Music Happen at the Inferno or something like that back in the early teens or something like that. Shout out to Alejandro, by the way.
Yeah, that was a good time for sure. And that's exactly what I did. I went, well, I'm just going to, just like anywhere else, you know, when you're a musician starting out in a new place, you just open mics, man. That's what they're there for. So I was like, I'm just going to play open mics and check out some music venues and meet people and see where the magnet takes me and wait till someone's like, hey, you're awesome, come play this show. And I'll be like, sure. And we'll take it from there. And yeah, I hooked up with the We Make Music Happen crowd. And I met Thomas Skips Road, Lazy Dead Poet. I met Karen Wheelock. I met you guys that night. Rocker gave me some of his vodka. I remember that night. And and it was so funny. I was like immediately, because vodka happens to be one of those drinks. That's my drink for me that I can't do. Yeah. Everyone's got that one drink. And that's my horror drink from my teen years and from college. I was like, I can't do vodka. And everyone around me was like, she's not turning down Rocker's vodka right here in front of Rocker, right? And of course, I just moved to town. I was like, I don't know who this guy is. But there was like I think Ty Christian was there. Like there was a couple people around that were like, no, drink this vodka. It's fine. And I did. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to puke. That's great. Thanks. So I was like, this is actually real
vodka.
Smooth.
Thank God I'm not going to puke.
Yes, exactly.
Did we make you, were you asked to gargle it?
No, they were just, it was just a little shot glass and you were handing them out and trying it out.
That was the thing back then, making people gargle Rocker vodka.
That was great. And what was great about it was, it was Rocker vodka handed to me by Rocker, which was great. And I was like, Madison's awesome. Like, this dude's making his own vodka. He's clearly in the music scene. Like, I don't know. It was just cool. It was even more inspirational.
Oh, that is really funny. Yeah, that was a good time. Well, now, like, tell us a little bit, though. Like, how did you get into music? How old were you?
Oh,
what was
man.
Your start?
Yeah, I always say I'm pretty sure I came out of the womb singing. Like, I've been singing for as long as I can remember.
Was mom and dad big into music?
Yes, they were. My whole family really is really music lovers for sure, through and through. They're kind of, you know, sing at home, sing in the car, sing in the shower kind of people. They're not really, nobody really performs. There's a lot of shyness in some people. But everyone, technically speaking, if you were to listen to everybody, you'd be like, everybody can sing. This is crazy. Like, it actually is true. Germans heard some people when we do some sing-alongs and stuff at Christmas and whatnot. But my dad can sing just like Elvis. He's always been a big Elvis fan, so he emulates Elvis really well. My mom told me a story not long ago that she was in a band in high school, and she sings, but again, in the car and not in front of people. But yeah, everyone's music lovers for sure. I just happen to be the one that just wanted to do it in front of people. And for, I don't know, if you ask me why now at 38, who knows? But yeah, as a kid, I was just like, I'm going to shine, you know. So,
well, you're still going to shine. You are shining.
I feel shiny.
Dana, you and your husband, German, didn't just move here to play. You both are very involved in promoting the scene beyond your own music. Tell me about Folk U Productions and the Madison Is Music project.
So, in a nutshell, I mean, German can probably talk about Folk U Productions a little bit more. But essentially, when we met, maybe like, when we met like 15, 16 years ago, and we've been partners for almost 14 years this month. And, you know, it's interesting. When we were getting to know each other, like kind of more deeply, I remember telling him, I was like, man, I just, you know, he told me, you know, one thing I always want to do with my life is go on the road and record musicians and travel and just facilitate music making and just be around for musicians making music and help them start off their careers and help them get albums made and help them figure out how to make merch. And I was just like, wow, what a coincidence. Like, one of the things I want to do is to travel and make music. So like, this is great. Yes. So we, you know, it's a thing that he had daydreams of for several years. And then I kind of jumped on board and we kicked around different names and ended up calling it Folk U Productions. And essentially what it does, I mean, German, you could probably talk a little bit more about it, but I think I said a lot of it right there, I guess, just kind of starting to help musicians.
You nailed it. You're the guinea pig.
I am. I always consider myself the folk you guinea pig, because anything we want to try out for other artists or offer to do for artists or the music scene in general kind of goes, well, let's try it out on my stuff first, you know?
She's well, that's been great.
So basically what Dana Perry is saying, German, is that you're living your dream right now.
Absolutely.
Because you travel around the country and you record music. How cool is that?
Yeah, it's been great.
You had a bus or something like that, didn't you?
I did have
that had
a bus.
Like a whole recording studio in it and
absolutely
sounding and or soundproofing and everything.
Yeah,
big old, it was a shuttle bus. I still have it. When we took it on the road for the long trip, the engine died on me and I rebuilt it and it kind of scarred me. When I made it back, I put it in storage and just, you know, I kind of touched it and hugged it a little. I was like, I'll be back. And it was like a year and a half before I came back and looked at it. But, you know, it's doing good.
It was an adventure already.
Yeah. We've been daydreaming lately, some more things to do with it locally. So I'm excited.
Yeah,
but we ran the, we did the live streams for Cargo Music during the pandemic. So we ran the 4-camera live stream for Cargo Coffee East, the venue I do stuff for. And then
Venue Love Fest.
Yeah, Virtual Venue Love Fest was, we orchestrated that last year, which Jimmy K was awesome host of. Thank you again, my friend.
That was so much fun.
That was, what a great experience. And I love that you were like, I love how she got all the radio people to be the on air, on camera.
How did that happen?
Just like, these are my favorite hosts.
Let's do it again.
So we've, you know, the kind of various things that we do around the music scene in little capacities. We've done a couple live streams for Girls Rock Camp and we do a lot of consulting for artists that are kind of just getting started out and wanting to know where to book or, you know, kind of who to talk to. So sometimes people just kind of ask us and we'll talk about that. But yeah, that's pretty much stuff that we do around town. And then lately, our latest endeavor is the Madison Is Music Initiative, which is just a big promotional campaign to unite the Madison music scene and just celebrate how awesome we are and to get more bodies in the seats of our shows, because we really feel like that's the core of it all. That's that's the biggest thing that you can ever do is go to the show. So it's a big kind of promotional campaign to get more folks excited about going to live music. So
good stuff. I actually have more questions about that, but let's get a song in, Rocker. Let's get a live song in. What do you think?
Let's kick off some live music with Dana Perry in the Devil's Lair, presented by MoveToMadison.com. Tell us about the first song that you have for us tonight before you play.
So this is called The Invitation. It's going to be on the new album. It was on an older DIY album that I just felt like it needed a revamp and needed new life and needed a professional touch. So that's why it's going to be on this upcoming album. And it's just a nice mellow song, just about, I'd say, just taking control of your thoughts, I guess, would be a general way to say it.
Let's check it out right now. Dana Perry's Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio.
Running ravenously on a train of vivid pictures that is not my own. So convincing as reality, but I feel the invitation to take control of the motherboard. Take control of the motherboard.
Beautiful. Dana Perry live on the Devil's Lair.
You know, tuning issue there, but I'll fix it.
Where am I at here? Okay, so live at the Devil's Lair rocker. Jimmy Rocker, how you doing? Dana, your songwriting and playing is very passionate. Your lyric ranges from self-empowerment to acceptance. known you for a long time. You've written a lot of great songs. Talk about your songwriting technique and where you get the inspiration from.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, in a lot of ways, it's kind of like a lot of artists, I suppose. You know, I could say I draw from my experience and, you know, other musical inspirations that I listen to and you know, just kind of life happenings and things like that. And that's all true. I mean, for sure. I think a lot of songwriters, you know, kind of use their music to, you know, they kind of write what they know. That's what it means to write what you know, just write based off of your experiences. But I don't know. I usually have a tendency to use my songs as mantras, so to speak, as prayers, you could say. And I think I didn't set out to do it like that, but it just kind of ended up being that way. And early in my songwriting, I realized if I would sing about an issue or a situation or like, here's what I'm thinking about or here's what the thing is, you know, and kind of use the verses to like, here's what it smells like, here's what it tastes like, here's how it feels, what happens when you squish it around your teeth, you know, things like that. And then, you know, the choruses or the bridge, I usually just ended up kind of using a lot of times, for a lot of my songs anyway, tend to be this catharsis moment. Like, well, here's what I'm going to do about it. Here's the answer. Here's the real thing. Here's the truth behind it. Here's, you know, and I it just kind of evolved that way over the years. I noticed that's what a lot of my songs started to do. So they would kind of draw from my life experiences and stuff, but they ended up kind of having this way of being like, here's what's going on. Here's what I think about it. Here's what the truth is. Like, here's what's really at play. Here's the big picture. Here's the thing that we're really going towards. Yeah. And over the years, you kind of realize you get that stuff back when you put it out there like that. So you end up, you know, kind of having the answers. And that's kind of what my songs end up doing.
Kind of a commonality here, Rocker. And our guest last week in the Devil's Lair was Kelsey Miles. And the story is very similar because she journals a lot. And plus, you know, remember last week, Rocker, she read the journal that wrote the song, you know, meaning behind the song.
Yeah.
And, you know, having that ability to put your feelings and thoughts and stuff down on paper and then make music out of it is pretty cool.
Yeah, and you know, it's actually kind of funny. That's a lot of songwriters kind of have that approach where they journal and kind of write things and then put music to it. And honestly, I'm kind of the opposite. A lot of times I start with a jam. Mm-hmm. I'll start playing something on my guitar. I'll start with music.
Yeah.
And then I'll just be like, what's my mood right now? What's this doing to me? Yeah. What's this evoke in me? And then, like, these little one-liners will start to come, you know.
The drummer approves.
Nice.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to call and ask Dana Perry a question.
Dana, you are a guitar coach at Girls Rock Camp. And tell us a little bit about the organization and what you do and what you get out of being your coach.
Oh, man. So, like, I could easily talk for years about Girls Rock Camp. I'll try to keep it in a nutshell. But girls, for anyone that's listening that is unfamiliar with Girls Rock Camp and Ladies Rock Camp, so Girls Rock Camp it's an intensive week-long day camp in the summertime. We do 3 sessions every year. It's for girls ages 8 to 18. They don't have to have any musical experience whatsoever, and we teach them how to be in a band and how to write a song and how to perform on stage. So with no experience needed, we teach them guitar, bass, drums, keys, vocals. They form bands, and they write an original song. They spend all week practicing and learning. And then on Friday, they record at Paradigm Studios, shout out, which is totally cool. Jake is awesome to work with every year. And then the last day, they do a big show for their just hundreds of screaming fans. It's great. Their friends and family come. And a lot of times our showcases lately have been at High Noon often, which is really cool. So they get to experience a big stage with lights and really bump and sound, which is a lot of fun. Yeah. So and it's a great time. It's really just every time. And I have the honor of being one of the guitar coaches and a band coach. And I'm one of the... you could call core staff members, meaning I'm there every single session. There's a handful of us that are kind of core staff. And then over the years, we've probably had, I don't know, maybe like 100 or more female staff members kind of come in and out, come and go. throughout the years. 13 years camp's been going, and I've been there about 10 years. This will be my 11th year.
If someone's daughter's listening to you right now, or if they're interested and want to get involved with Girls Rock Camp or maybe participate in it, is it easy to get in? Is it something you should sign up for right now or what?
You know, it's funny you say that. So the sign up is in January, and this year we were sold completely filled in 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It is kind of hard to get in right now. This year it was kind of hard to get in. I think they're looking for another camper or two for our DJ program, because one of our second session this year is actually for girls ages 13 and over. Mm-hmm. And we ask that they have a little bit of experience on their instrument, just like a year or two. And that camp's, we call it the advanced camp, but it's really just for girls who aren't beginners.
Yeah.
And it's for a little older girls. And that has a DJ program, so they get to learn, you know, how to do their own DJ set, which is really cool. And I think there might be a DJ spot open, but this year we are totally booked, and we were booked real fast. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't go to girlsrockmadison.org or maybe both. But Girls Rock Camp Madison, Google it, and you'll find all kinds of awesome stuff. And sign the mailing list and that kind of stuff, and keep up with us. And then maybe next summer we can have you in there.
Real quick, Rocker, shout out to Cooper Talbot and Kayla Cush,
yes,
because they do the DJ part of that, which is really cool. I saw some pictures of that on Facebook.
Well, Cooper Talbot is on the board, and then she also is our girl power coach, which is really cool. Which we have for, you know, kids, you know, it's especially teenagers, lots of emotions. It's a really hard thing they're doing. So we need someone just walking around and supporting them. And Cooper Talbot is one of the absolute best people that we could have, just walking around camp being like, hey, you're awesome. You need to talk about something, come talk to Cooper about it, which is cool. But we actually had DJ Femme Noir do our DJ program last time, which we were really, really lucky to have. So it's exciting. And then I think Kayla Cush is going to be getting involved with us pretty soon. So,
well, let's get back to live music with Dana Perry in the Devil's Lair, presented by MoveToMadison.com. Dana, tell us about the next song you're going to play for us tonight.
So this one's called This Year. It's off of the last album I did, called Tunes on the Battlefield. It is the pandemic album, you could say. Pretty much... all the songs were written during the pandemic and or about kind of going through the pandemic from a musician's perspective, and more specifically this musician's perspective. But this one was called This Year. It was one of the songs on the album that I really wanted to just, I don't know, sometimes you just need to give yourself a hope enema, you know, like, and just kind of like, I need hope right now. I really need to tell myself, because there were some songs that I was like, I'm going to get it out. I'm going to get out all the crunch and the rage and, you know, everyone's gone crazy and you just want to get that out, you know. But then there's, after you kind of breathe, you're like, all right, now's the time to put it out. Let's get some good things going. You have to visualize what you want to see in order for it to happen. So that's kind of what this song's called, This Year. I'm going to hydrate.
It's good. All right. Awesome. Dana Perry live in the Devil's Lair. On Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, is Dana Perry.
There it is. I'm gonna open up my cells. I've got a vision of a new way of being. I'll open up my cells, release the tension, got a new way of living. My feet to the earth and sing, throw away my socks and shoes. Then maybe this year I'll feel a little more connected. What does it mean to be the change you wanna see? Gonna open up my cells, I've got a mansion, got a new way of living. Relax my neck and shoulders with a vision of a new way of being. Let there be no more room for fear or tension in this new way of living.
Awesome. Dana Perry live in the Devil's Lair. I love that song. Is that the new, one of the new ones?
This is off the last album,
that's
actually.
That's right.
Off the Tunes on the Battlefield.
Tunes on the Battlefield. That's right. Okay. Yeah. You know, time flies when we're having fun. We got to take a break here, pay some bills. Dana Perry's live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. Movetomadison.com. Stick around. More Dana Perry next on Max Inc. Radio.
Cow chips and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. No, oh, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night here on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. Radio is also sponsored by the Full Mile Beer Company in Sun Prairie. FullMileBeerCompany.com and Forward Craft and Coffee. We pour it all. Atwood Avenue in Madison. ForwardCraft.com.
Dana, you are releasing your new album Now and Again on March 26th at the Red Rooster here in Madison. Let's talk about the new album. And how does the album fit with your discography? And did it break new ground? Tell us about the inspiration for the new record.
So I had a handful of new songs, and I felt like, you know, I just really wanted to put them out. And but it was just a handful, and I didn't really feel like doing an EP. And when I thought about everything, I was like, you know what, I've got that other album, but that I did myself, and it was just super DIY, and it's kind of got these issues, and I'm not crazy about it. And then I've got this other album that I put out with one of the bands, and now the band isn't a thing, but some of those songs are like really great songs, and they're not on any of my streaming things because I put them out with the band, you know? So I'm like, man, I really want those songs though, like under my name and streaming, you know? And I wanted those other songs from like the crappy album to sound better. So I was like, you know what? Let's do the songs from now. We'll do the songs that we did before and we'll give them a revamp and nice pro studio touch. And we'll get, you know, we'll take a couple from the band's album. We'll take a couple from the other album. We'll call it Now and Again, and we'll put it all together. So that's what the new album is. There's 12 tracks on it. And it's got 5 brand new songs, a handful of songs from the Reclamation album, which was several years ago. And then a couple of the best songs from what was the Imaginary Watermelon album now has a different band playing it and a new treatment.
Dana Perry live here at the Devil Slayer. I just got a text from Terry Barr from her secret undisclosed location. She goes, guys, Dana taught me guitar in a day and a half. She's a rock star at Ladies Rock Camp.
We love you, Terry Barr. Terry Barr's fierce supporter of Girls and Ladies Rock
she
Camp
is.
And of me, and I'm grateful.
You know, there are a few recognizable faces that are in this album, and I see that the incomparable Jenna Jonas and friend of the show, Kelly Hepper. Tell us about the performers on your new album, Now and Again.
So, of course, you know, Jenna Jonas, the cheese to my musical macaroni, my musical life mate. I absolutely love her. She's been at my hip for 8 years with my music, and so of course she's rocking all things drums and percussion on this album because I gotta have her, and no one treats my songs like she does. She's just she knows, she gets it, whatever it is, she gets it, and if I don't get it yet, she'll figure it out, and I'll be like, there it is, like that's that drummer you want, that's that musical relationship you want. And then of course we've got Kelly Hepper is harmonizing all over this album. She does multiple harmonies with herself and with me, which is great. And helped and sings with Dan as well. Dan Kennedy's doing some harmonies and bass, which is fantastic. Dan Kennedy, I'm so lucky to have. I can't even.
He's good.
I can't even process how lucky I am to have Dan Kennedy in my life, and on my music is just so much better. And he's played lead guitar, you know, several times in the past, but he's been rocking bass lately for it. So, but yeah, we've got Jenna on drums, Dan on bass, Kelly Hepper singing harmonies, Audrey Martinovich of Audio for the Arts. You know, that's where we recorded the album. Was kind enough to throw some extra harmonies, and then I have this one song. Which you should be hearing on Max Inc. Radio sometime soon, so make sure you tune in. But I have this new song called I Exist that has some we called gang vocals on it. So it was Audrey Martinovich, Buzz Kemper, Elliot Gilfillan of Earthlings, and M. Shays, and a bunch of people kind of singing on it, doing these background vocals on this one song, which is really, really cool.
It's like We Are the World chorus.
It was really cool, and the song turned out so cool. I'm so happy. It's got these wicked, like, Skyrim theme song vibes, which is cool. I'm a big Skyrim fan. And then, of course, Leah Schultz does some strings on one of the tracks, too, which is really cool. So I'm pretty stoked.
You know, talking about all those people and during the pandemic, one of my favorite songs that came out of the pandemic was All Come Out of This.
Oh, yeah.
Which almost all of those people that you listed off were part of that song.
Yeah.
There was a lot involved in that song, that's for sure. Meggie Shays, M. Shays now, was a part of that for sure. Kelly was a part of that. Jenna, of course. Dan Kennedy was a part of the video the second year round. And yeah, we're really lucky. I'm so lucky. How'd I score so hard, you guys?
On March 26th, we can find this album available online where?
So I'm going to put it on all the streaming things for sure. The main, most bestest, most awesomest place to get it, I think, online would be at musicbydana.bandcamp.com. Mm. Bandcamp is tremendous for artists, and they're wonderful. I'm such a huge Bandcamp fan. So,
me too.
And they're just great. They're just great. So, I mean, I would recommend getting it direct off Bandcamp and streaming it on Bandcamp, too, along with a lot of other independent artists and local artists. But you will be able to stream it on Spotify and Pandora and all that stuff. And I'm also going to have CDs, I'm going to have flash drives, and I'm going to have MP3 players that are loaded with a couple of albums. So lots of ways to listen.
Well, let's get back to live music with Dana Perry in the Devil's Lair, presented by MoveToMadison.com. Dana, tell us about the next song you're going to play for us tonight.
So this is a song called Ultimate Creator. It was on the Imaginary Watermelon album. And, you know, like I was saying, especially because, you know, the band is no more, sadly. And that album never got put out on streaming things. And I really love this song, and I think it's one of my best. And I want to make sure that when you go to my streaming things and you look up Dana Perry, that you'll find this song. So this one's going to be on the new album with a fresh treatment.
The Imaginary Watermelon is on Bandcamp, by the way.
It is. It is. You can definitely still find it on Bandcamp for sure. And that Bandcamp page has not had any action in 4 or 5 years, but it's there still.
Let's give it some action,
if
folks.
You want it, you can give it some action.
Dana Perry live in the Devil's Lair.
Sorry, my guitar was down. Take a look beneath your skin. Far beyond your blood and bones and cells, is there anybody there within? Have you ever wondered what's behind the scenes? I am the savior to my devil. I am the dark stuffed to the brim with light. I am the nothing that contains all my somethings. The survivor of a war I started, and the fire department's on fire. The cops are nothing but thugs. We've got to know not everything is as it seems. Don't want to look for anything anymore, just gonna let it be. Cause the masquerade is overrated, I'm the ultimate creator, come at us.
Love that song. Love that album, actually.
Thanks,
that whole
man.
Imaginary Watermelon album is
super good.
And you know,
I just this moment totally forgot, and I hate that I forgot, but I have to shout out Matthew Lesniak. He's playing lead guitar on this album, and dude shreds. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's the lead guitar player for Cruisin' Round, and if you're unfamiliar with Cruisin' Round, oh, I love Cruisin' Round. They're going to be playing the album release, which I'm really excited about, but Matthew Lesniak just hopped right on and was like, yeah, I'll play lead guitar. When do we record? And was just like immediately there, and he shreds on this song, so I'm really excited for you to hear it.
Well, you can see him at the Red Rooster on March 26th in Madison for your CD release party. But you're heading out on tour to South Carolina and back. Quickly tell us about this booking adventure and some of the highlights along the way.
Booking a tour, especially when you're doing it yourself, always comes along with its headaches and
high hopes,
highs and lows, and yeah, pretty much
humps and valleys.
But
and
thankfully, I have the benefit of having some experience for sure, and I did 9 months of career coaching through Azalea Music Group with Nancy Moran. Nancy and Fett have a studio out in Nashville, and a career coaching artist development group, which is really cool. They've done they come here for Between the Waves conference. They Fett does a thing on studio stuff, and Nancy does how to tour on a budget and stuff like that. So that's how I met them. But I worked with Nancy, and she was absolutely tremendous. And she does a booking and touring course, which I took, which was really cool. So those things were really helpful in booking the tour for sure. But it came along with the stuff. But thankfully, I felt well prepared. Thanks to Nancy working with me. But I'm going to Chicago and Nashville and playing in South Carolina and all kinds of fun places. I'll probably hit up Milwaukee, Asheville.
You get to hit hometown?
No, actually, this time. I mean, I usually try to pass through. This time I might hit up home to visit just on the way back, but I'm not going to play this time. Hometown right now is kind of fractured. I've got some family in Antioch, Illinois, and some family in Racine, Wisconsin, some family, the separate homes kind of spread out right now anyway. So,
Well, let's get back to live music with Dana Perry and the Devil's Lair presented by MoveToMadison.com. Tell us about the next song you're going to play for us tonight.
So this song was, off the Tunes on the Battlefield album, the last one. And it was written, that album again was a lot of pandemic songs and stuff written throughout the pandemic. And in a nutshell, just kind of the relationship between music makers and music listeners and kind of what it was like being a musician when the world pooped its pants.
Nice way
and,
to put that.
And you were trying to make music and the experience of it.
All right.
It's called If You're Here, I'm Here.
Dana Perry live in the Devil's Lair.
Looking at the gray skies, wondering if the show's gonna happen at all. Well, there's nothing really in my way, nothing left to do but play. And there's not much going on for gigs these days. So is it raining outside or am I hearing things? Should I stop now? They said it's only every now and then. We've got meat in our bellies and raincoats. Plus there's not much going on for gigs these days. And if you're somewhere sometime soon. Man, your video was so damn cool. I know there's not much going on for gigs these days. You said it's hard right now trying to share my songs in a world on fire, but I've got gratitude for you, my friend, for booking me to play this live stream, cause there's not much going on for gigs these days. And if you're here, I'm here, I ain't going nowhere. And if you're
Dana, we have like 6 minutes. Let's go right into another song. What's the next song do you have for
us
tonight?
Sure. So this one, I'll just go ahead and play it. I'll do my best. So this one's off the new album. It's called Tunes and Conversation. And it's just about, you know, sometimes as musicians you get booked for those gigs where you're kind of 50 feet from the salad bar. And you're just kind of, you know what I mean? They make you push the special, and people are just kind of talking the whole time, and they just don't care, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's kind of a way of kind of embracing that environment, we'll say.
You always want some French dressing with your song while you're playing live on stage.
Basically, like, just, you know, treat the conversation as part of the song. Treat the song as part of the conversation. That's what it's about. We're here to make music and have fun. And so go ahead. I'll be your you know, jukebox for the night. So it's kind of embracing that.
We're next to the salad bar here at the Devil's Lair with Dana Perry.
Song's gonna taste so good. Been feeling this groove in my tum-tum, urging this body to move. And I got this melody, it's been singing to me, and I'll sing it to you if you want me to. Don't mind me, just gonna leave a few tunes right here. I don't mind you turning back to your conversation, cause I can see you tapping your toes as you carry on sipping your beer. Did you notice you're nodding in time as you're chatting along, singing, yeah, man, I feel that. So I'll just sing a little melody right into the noise, and we'll fill the air with tunes and conversation. Sing a little melody right into the moment, and we'll fill the air with tunes and conversation. So hard to fit these words inside that melody, and you worked so hard all week just to get yourself here tonight. So why not put it all down and meet me here inside this song? Raise a glass and toast to the magic of sound. Can you hear that? Bring it out in key. So I'll just sing a little melody right into the noise, and we'll fill the air with tunes and conversation. Sing a little melody right into the moment, and we'll fill the air with tunes and conversation. Hey, listen. Look how pretty this note sounds right next to this one right here. Then look how pretty this note sounds right next to this one right here. Look how and we'll fill the air with tunes and conversation. Sing a little melody right into the moment, and we'll fill the air with tunes and conversation.
Yeah, Dana Perry live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. You know what? This hour, this 9 o'clock hour goes way too fast.
Yeah, it does.
Always.
Holy wow, man. Dana, thank you so much for coming in. Do me a favor. Can you tell us about where we can get the new CD, the CD release show, all the important details, please?
Yeah, so it's going to be available on my Bandcamp site, musicbydana.bandcamp.com, March 26th. That's also when the album releases. It's 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Red Rooster. It's going to be me with a full band, Jenna Jonas, Dan Kennedy, The Works, and then Uncle Jim is going to play, and Cruising Around is going to play. It's going to be a really great night.
Nice. I love that you're putting the album on like thumb drives. How easy is that if you go to the CD release show and you get a copy of the new album on a thumb drive?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the coolest things ever. I'm like, you know what? No matter what, there's five different ways to listen to this new album, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
You're going to have means. If you don't have a CD player, you got four other options.
Well, that's awesome.
And an MP3 player that's loaded, right?
They're Isn't little tiny MP3 players with micro SD cards in them, and I can fit at least three or four albums on there.
Wow.
So those will have like three albums on them, which is cool.
Wow. How cool is that? Bonehauer did that at their CD release party. Dana German, thank you so much. We love you. Congratulations on the new album, and have fun
on tour. Thanks, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, coming up, Max Inc. Heavy. Dana Perry fans will be interested to know that the Faith Hills Have Eyes are on Max Inc. Heavy tonight. It's a great interview, and their new album is great.
The Faith Hills do have eyes.
Oh, yeah, they do. Stay tuned. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.